Okay, today is November 3rd, 2014. Okay, we start one time with homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. And we are doing lesson 7. Okay, so we finished the initial readings, so now we can go over to the further readings. These are on page 104. Okay, so I'll read phrase by phrase, and you recite after me. Okay, Tayo me Brahmana.
Tayo me Brahmana.
Agi Pahataba.
Agi Pahataba.
Parivajetaba.
Parivajetaba.
Nusevitaba.
Nusevitaba.
Katame Tayo.
Katame Tayo.
Ragagi.
Ragagi.
Dosagi.
Dosagi.
Mohagi.
Mohagi.
Okay, so first we have Tayo Me. So this is a sandhi, a connection of Tayo plus Ime. So in English, we would say these three. And normally, that's the way it would be said in Pali also. But this kind of elegant style of expression is to put the number before the pronoun, these. So these three, then Brahmana is the vocative, O Brahman. Then Agi means fire. And what form is this? What number? Singular or plural?
Plural.
Right. How do you know it's plural?
The long eyes?
Yeah. Anything else indicates that it's plural?
Three.
If it's three, it has to be plural. I don't know if anybody's ever found them. maybe Roman Catholic theology. Three persons. One substance and three persons.
Would it be singular or plural?
I think still I would say one substance, singular, and three persons, plural. Okay. Then Pahataba, what grammatical form is this?
Future passive participle.
Right. It's called the future passive participle or optative participle. Also, it's called gerundiv. Not gerund, but gerundiv. And this means, it indicates what should be done, what can be done, what must be done. And so here, it has the meaning, should be abandoned. Then parivajetaba is also the same form, future passive participle, meaning should be avoided. Then nusevitaba, sevitaba, has variety of meanings. Could be mean practiced, served, to practice, to serve, to cultivate. So here we could say should not be practiced, should not be cultivated, should not be served. Okay, so these three fires, O Brahman, should be abandoned, should be avoided, should not be served. What are the three? That's the question. Kattame tayo. Then rag agi means combination of raga plus agi means the fire of lust. Raga means lust or passion. Agi is fire. Then dos agi is the fire of hatred. And mohagi is the fire of delusion. Okay, so then the Buddha, next he poses the question, then you recite after me, kasma chayang brahmana,
kasma chayang brahmana,
ragagi pahatabo,
ragagi pahatabo,
parivajetabo,
parivajetabo,
nasevitabo,
nasevitabo.
So this is just asking, okay, chayang, what is chayang?
Cha-ayang.
Right, so what is chayang?
And chayang.
And this? Yeah, so it's kasma is why. But in Pali, ch never begins a sentence. In English, we would say, and why, O Brahman? But ch doesn't begin a sentence. So in Pali, you would put the question word, the interrogative, first, and then the and comes after. But in terms of English meaning, we would say, and why? And then ayang goes with ragagi, this fire of lust. Then the rest, we know, to be abandoned, to be avoided, not to be served. So, and why, O Brahman, should this fire of lust be abandoned, be avoided, not be served? So that is the rhetorical question. That means the question, in order to, the Buddha will answer the question himself. So then comes the answer. Ratto ko brahmana.
Ratto ko brahmana.
Ragena abibhuto.
Ragena abibhuto.
Pariyadina chito.
Pariyadina chito.
Kayena ducharitang charity.
Kayena ducharitang charity.
Vachaya ducharitang charity.
Vachaya ducharitang charity.
Manasa ducharitang charity.
Manasa ducharitang charity.
Okay, so now the word rutto, they give it in the glossary. They must have given it earlier. Oh, here it's on page 108. They give infatuated, impassioned. It's actually the past participle based on the verb rajati. Let me type that out. Well, let me share the screen. Okay, so there's a verb, rajati, which means to be, say, to be excited by lust, or to be lustful. And from this we get the past participle, ratta. That means one who is excited by lust. And also from this verb we also get the noun raga. Equals lust, passion, attachment. Okay, so here ratto is functioning as a noun meaning one who is lustful, one who is excited by lust. So one who is lustful, O Brahman, then ragena abhibhuto. This means overcome or overpowered, ragena, by lust. Then pariyadina chito. This is a compound. It's called an adjectival compound. It comes from there's a verb, pariyadhiyati, which means to take over, to obsess, to take possession of. And then it has the past participle, pariyadina, one who is taken over, one who is possessed by, and then it's joined here with citta. So it's an adjectival compound. That means it functions as an adjective describing one whose mind has been taken over, one whose mind is obsessed by something. And so that also belongs with ragena. So one who is overcome by lust, whose mind has been taken over by lust, then kayena, what case?
Instrument.
Right. So it means by the body, with the body. Ducharitang, what case? Right, accusative. And the meaning? Ducharitang?
Bad conduct?
Right, right. Bad conduct, misconduct. Charity is, it has many meanings. You say here, to practice. So one who is lustful, whose mind has been overcome, who has been overcome by lust, whose mind is taken over by lust, practices misconduct by body, vachaya ducharitang charity. He practices bad conduct by speech, and manasa ducharitang charity. He practices or engages in bad conduct by mind. And then we have, okay, so kayena ducharitang charitva.
So.
Yeah, repeat, okay. So kayena ducharitang charitva.
So kayena ducharitang charitva.
Vachaya ducharitang charitva.
Vachaya ducharitang charitva.
Manasa ducharitang charitva.
Manasa ducharitang
charitva. Kayasa beda.
Kayasa beda.
Parang marana.
Parang marana.
Apayang.
Apayang.
Dugating.
Dugating.
Vinipatang.
Vinipatang.
Nirayang.
Nirayang.
Upapajati.
Upapajati.
Might as well finish it. Tasmayang ragagi pahatabo.
Tasmayang ragagi pahatabo.
Parivajetabo.
Parivajetabo.
Nasevitabo.
Nasevitabo.
Okay, so the first part of the sentence just repeats the previous sentence, except that it uses the gerund or absolutive, that is, charitva. So instead of the simple verb charity, we have the absolutive charitva. So that means having practiced misconduct by body, having practiced misconduct by speech, having practiced misconduct by the mind. Then we have kayasa beda. Okay, what case is beda?
As a participle?
No.
Nominative.
No. Right, Suki has it. The ablative. It means the ablative sometimes has the sense of causation or, one thing the cause of another. So this would be, in English, I would say with the breakup of the body. But in Pali, it would be the ablative, so we might say from the breakup of the body. Then we have parang marana, which means after death. And here, marana is also ablative, but it's ablative not in the causative sense, but because parang, after, takes an ablative form. So after something, what comes after occurs in the ablative. So it's simply after death. So with the breakup, through the breakup of the body, after death, then we have to jump to the end of a sentence, to the verb, upapajati. Upapajati means to arise again, to re-arise, or more simply, to be reborn. So having committed misconduct of body, speech, and mind through the breakup of the body, after death, he is reborn. Then come the places where he's reborn. Apaya. Apaya means the state of misery. And it refers to the three bad realms, the hell realm, the realm of ghosts or hunk, the realm of spirits, and the realm of animals. So that's the apaya. And the same thing, dukati, means bad destination. The word gati is from the verb gachati, to go. So it's the place where one goes is a gati, the destination. And so we have two kinds of destinations. Door plus gati. Whoops. Gives dukati. So that is the bad destination. And then the good destination is su. Plus gati. Or sugati, those are the good destinations. Okay, so first comes the bad destinations. So first, the state, the realm of misery, a bad destination, then vinipata means, literally, it's like falling down. So sometimes translated, the downfall. Then niraya is what is translated as hell. Of course, it's not like the Christian hell. It's not an eternal hell. But I guess it's pretty bad.
Doesn't sound good.
Okay, so one who commits bad conduct of body, speech, and mind through the breakup of the body after death is reborn in the state of misery, a bad destination, the downfall, hell. And so tasma, therefore, ayang, this rag agi, this fire of lust, should be abandoned, should be avoided, should not be served. Any questions about this? Venerable Satchinanda?
Yeah, Bhante, vinipatang, what is the meaning of this?
Yeah, it refers to the bad destinations, the same thing. The hell realm, the animal realm, the realm of the afflicted spirits. It comes from the verb patati, which means to fall. The ni patati is to fall down. And then the V, I think, it's just a prefix.
Thank you, Bhante.
Any further questions? Shall we go on to the next? Actually, the next two paragraphs are really structurally and vocabulary-wise the same. The only thing that differs is the particular type of fire. Okay, so we could just go through these quickly. Kasma chayang brahmana.
Kasma chayang brahmana.
Dosagi pahatabo.
Dosagi pahatabo.
Parivajetabo.
Parivajetabo.
Nasevitabo.
Nasevitabo.
Dutoko brahmana dosena.
Dutoko brahmana dosena.
Abibuto.
Abibuto.
Pariyadina chito.
Pariyadina chito.
Kayena du charitang charity.
Kayena du charitang charity.
Vachaya du charitang charity.
Vachaya du charitang charity.
Manasa du charitang charity.
Manasa du charitang charity.
So kayena du charitang charitva.
So kayena
ducharitam charitva. Vachaya ducharitam charitva.
Vachaya ducharitam charitva.
Manasa ducharitam charitva.
Manasa ducharitam charitva.
Kayasa beda.
Kayasa beda.
Parang marana.
Parang marana.
Apayang.
Apayam.
Dugatting.
Dugatting.
Vinipatang.
Vinipatang.
Nirayang.
Nirayang.
Upapajati.
Upapajati.
Tasmayang.
Tasmayang.
Dosagi pahatabo.
Dosagi pahatabo.
Parivajetabo.
Parivajetabo.
Nusevitabo.
Nusevitabo.
Okay, so here, everything the same except the fire here is dosagi, which means the fire of hatred. So that is to be abandoned, to be avoided, not to be served. Then the next sentence we have dutto. Dutto is the past participle. We have a verb. Ducity. Which means to hate. Or to have, maybe to better, to have hatred. Then we have the past participle based on that. This is one who hates. It's originally a past participle, but it comes to function as a noun, meaning one who hates. And then from this verb ducity, we get the noun dosa, meaning hatred. Okay, so dutto is one who hates, one who has hatred. Then dosena abibuto, who is overcome by hatred. And then pariyadina chito, whose mind is overcome or taken over by hatred. Then this one also commits misconduct by body, speech, and mind. So having committed misconduct by body, by speech, by mind, through the breakup of the body, after death, he is reborn in the state of misery, a bad destination, the downfall in hell. And notice that upapajati, in English, we would use a locative. He's reborn in a state of misery, reborn in a bad destination. But upapajati, it takes an accusative. Don't ask me why. It's just different languages have different grammars. Maybe you could say that the sense of in is already built into the verb upapajati. Or maybe you could render, he reaches, then you could take an accusative. So he reaches the bad destination, he reaches the downfall, he reaches hell. Okay, so therefore this fire of hatred should be abandoned, should be avoided, should not be served. Okay, then the third one is also just the third paragraph. Any questions on this? Okay, the third paragraph also follows the same pattern. So, again, we can go through it quickly. Kasma chayang brahmana.
Kasma chayang brahmana.
Mohagi pahatabo.
Mohagi pahatabo.
Parivajetabo.
Parivajetabo.
Nasevitabo.
Nasevitabo.
Mulho ko brahmana.
Mulho ko brahmana.
Mohena abibuto.
Mohena abibuto.
Pariyadina chitto.
Pariyadina chitto.
Kayena ducharitang charity.
Kayena ducharitang charity.
Vachaya ducharitang charity.
Vachaya ducharitang charity.
Manasa ducharitang charity.
Manasa ducharitang charity.
So kayena ducharitang charitva.
So kayena ducharitang charitva.
Vachaya ducharitang charitva.
Vachaya ducharitang charitva.
Manasa ducharitang charitva.
Manasa ducharitang charitva.
Kayasa beda.
Kayasa beda.
Parang marana.
Parang marana.
Apayang.
Apayang.
Dugatting.
Dugatting.
Vinipatang.
Vinipatang.
Nirayang upapajati.
Nirayang upapajati.
Tasmayang mohagi.
Tasmayang mohagi.
Pahatabo.
Pahatabo.
Parivajetabo.
Parivajetabo.
Nasevitabo.
Nasevitabo.
Ime ko.
Ime ko.
Tayo brahmana.
Tayo brahmana.
Agi.
Agi.
Pahataba.
Pahataba.
Parivajetaba.
Parivajetaba.
Nasevitabha.
Nasevitabha.
Okay, so here we begin. Same type of question. Just the defilement differs. And why, O Brahman, should the fire of delusion, this is mohagi, why should the fire of delusion be abandoned? Why should it be avoided? Why should it not be served? And then the answer comes, here we have the past participle mulho. Okay. Oh, it's Dahoma. That's good. So this is from a verb, moihiti, which means to be deluded. And from this we get the noun moha. And mulha is the past participle, meaning one who is deluded. And so we have one who is deluded, O Brahman, overcome by delusion, taken over, whose mind has been taken over by delusion, commits misconduct with the body, speech, and mind. Having committed misconduct with the body, speech, and mind, through the breakup of the body after death, he is reborn in the state of misery, a bad destination, the downfall, hell. And so therefore, the fire of delusion should be abandoned, should be avoided, should not be served. Then comes the concluding sentence. These three, see, ime ko tayo, and the ko is just emphatic, you can't really translate it. So these three fires, O Brahman, should be avoided, I'm sorry, should be abandoned, should be avoided, should not be served. See, everything is very logical. Yeah, very systematic. He raises the question, then gives the answer, one, steps one, two, three. Or actually steps one, two. Because one who is overcome by these defilements engages in misconduct. That's step one. Step two, having engaged in misconduct, one gets a bad rebirth. Then comes the conclusion. Therefore. Okay, so any questions about anything in these paragraphs?
Bhante?
Yeah.
It's very helpful to have the indicative verb with the past participle.
Helpful?
Yeah, it's very helpful that you share the indicative verb because sometimes I'm not sure what the indicative verb is for the past participle. It's hard to figure it out.
Yeah, well, often the past participle comes to function as a noun, as an adjective or a noun. So it's just a person who's in a particular state, and then the indicative verb indicates that this person performs a particular action. We'll see other examples of this. Okay, so let's move on then.
With the indicative verb, I can look up in the dictionary.
Yeah, but, oh, I see, you mean when I show the indicative verb from which the past participle is derived?
Yes.
Okay, like rajati as the base for ratta, dusati as the base.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bhante.
Bhante, why would this be in the Book of Seven? Seems to be focusing on three things.
Yeah, here there's three, but there's a mention of another four things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there are three kinds of fires which should not be served. Then I think the Buddha goes on to mention four kinds of fires that should be served. Mm. And he's speaking to a Brahmin, so I think it's the fire of the wife and children, guests. You have to look up.
Okay.
I think it's sutta somewhere in the 40s in the Book of Sevens. Okay, so now let's go on to the next. We have a couple of paragraphs or passages from Nagasena. Okay, so Raja Aha.
Raja Aha.
Bhante Nagasena.
Bhante Nagasena.
King Lakana Panya.
King Lakana Panya.
Okay, first we'll take the answer to. Okay. Pubeko Maharaja.
Pubeko Maharaja.
Maya Vutang.
Maya Vutang.
Chedana Lakana Panyati.
Chedana Lakana Panyati.
Upicha.
Upicha.
Obasana Lakana Pi Panya.
Obasana Lakana Pi Panya.
Okay, I'll say that again. Because a lot of short A's here. Obasana Lakana.
Obasana Lakana.
Pi Panya.
Pi Panya.
Okay, so Raja Aha. So the king, the king said, this is King Melinda, he's questioning the monk Nagasena. So he says, Bhante Nagasena, King Lakana Panya. So King Lakana is, this is an interrogative form of the adjective compound. And I'll show you the adjective compound when we come to the answer. Then you'll understand the interrogative more easily. So literally it's, he's saying, Venerable Nagasena, what characteristic wisdom? But in English, we would have to translate, what is the characteristic of wisdom? Okay, then the answer comes, because we already came across a paragraph, a passage like this in an earlier lesson. So Bhante Nagasena says, Pube, that means previously, in the past, Ko Maharaja, great king, that's the locative, O great king, Maya Vutang, it was said by me. And this is something distinctive about in Pali. In English, usually we have this subject in the nominative. Well, we don't have cases, but we have the subject followed by the verb. But in Pali, what's common is to use a past participle and the actual agent of the action in the instrumental. So here we have, previously, great king, it was said, you see, that's a past participle, by me, that's an instrumental. In English, we would say, in the past, previously, great king, I said. But the normal or common Pali way is, previously, great king, it was said by me. And then here we have the explanation, Chedana Lakana Panya, which means, in English, wisdom has the characteristic of cutting through or cutting off. And then this is an adjective compound, because you see, You need an N with a wiggle on the top.
This one.
Oh, okay. With a dot underneath. Okay. Okay. So here we have the subject, which is panya, wisdom. And then we have here a compound of two words, chedana, which means cutting, and lakana, which means the mark or characteristic. This is Chinese. Xiang.
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 Xiang. Yeah.
Fourth tone.
Yeah. Xiang. Yeah.
Sometimes I still saw the first tone. Okay. Okay, so the two words are combined to make a compound. And then this compound is used in the with the function of an adjective to describe the subject, which is panya. And so we call this an adjective compound. In Pali, it's called the bahu-bihi compound. So in English, we would translate, wisdom has the characteristic of cutting off. But literally, it's cutting off characteristic wisdom. Okay, so that is the first definition or explanation of panya, of wisdom. And earlier, Nagasena had given that explanation. So he says, previously, great king, it was said by me, wisdom has the characteristic of cutting. But now he gives another definition. He says, apicha. Apicha means also, and also, or furthermore. Then we have obasana lakana pi panya. So obasana means illuminating, lighting up. Guangming, I think.
Yeah,
Guangming. Yeah,
Guangming.
Guangming. Guangming. So wisdom has the characteristic of lighting up, of illuminating. Then the P after lakana means also. So moreover, wisdom also has the characteristic of lighting up, illuminating. And then the king says, Katang Bhante,
Katang Bhante,
Obasana Lakana Panya,
Obasana Lakana Panya.
Okay, then we'll take the answer to Panya Maharaja,
Panya Maharaja,
Upajamana,
Upajamana,
avij andakarang vidameti.
Avij andakarang vidameti.
Vijo basang janeti.
Vijo basang janeti.
Jnana lokang vidangseti.
Jnana loka vidangseti.
Arya sachani.
Arya sachani.
Pakatani karoti.
Pakatani karoti.
Tato.
Tato.
Yoga vachero.
Yoga vachero.
Anichanti va.
Anichanti va.
Dukanti va.
Dukanti va.
Anatta tiva.
Anatta tiva.
Samapanyaya pasati.
Samapanyaya pasati.
Okay, so first the king asks, how, that's katang, how, Bhante, does wisdom have the characteristic of illuminating, of lighting up? Okay, then Nagasena replies, okay, Panya Upajamana. Okay, what grammatical form, Upajamana?
Present participle. Present participle.
Right. And what is it agreeing with?
Panya.
Yeah, I thought somebody was going to say. It's agreeing with Bhante.
Whatever you say.
No, it's agreeing with Panya. And how do we know it's agreeing with Panya?
By the end of the long A.
Yeah. Because Panya is a feminine singular ending in the long A. And so Upajamana, you could see, is feminine singular. So this is wisdom arising. Wisdom when arising. Then here we have a compound, avijandakaram. This is a compound of avijja, which means ignorance, and andakaram means darkness. And vidameti means to dispel or to destroy. Yeah, the glossary gives to destroys, to do away with, to dispel. So wisdom arising destroys the ignorance darkness or the darkness of ignorance. Then vijobhasan janeti. Here, the verb janeti means to produce. This is like in Chinese, fa, the first tone, fa, like fa shen. So it means to produce. Then vijobhasa is a compound of vijja, which means wisdom or knowledge, and obhasa is light. So this is the light of knowledge. Maybe this would be Chinese zhe guang, right?
Guang.
Zhiguang.
Zhiguang.
Yeah. So the light it produces, fa zhiguang, it produces the light of knowledge.
Light vision.
Excuse me?
Light vision.
Light vision.
Vision.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Wisdom. Yeah. Yeah.
Wisdom.
Then jnana lokang vidangseti. It show here vidangseti, it shows. Also, this is almost the same meaning, the light of knowledge. Obhasa and aloka, almost the same meaning. And vijja and jnana, almost the same meaning. Okay, so it... So they give makes appear, that's good. It makes appear, or it manifests the light of knowledge. Then arya sacchani, these are the noble truths. In other words, the four noble truths. Pakata means clear, evident. And then karoti is makes. So it makes clear the noble truths. It makes evident the noble truths. They give to make manifest. So it makes manifest the noble truths. I think it's Chinese. Xian xian.
Xian
xian,
yeah.
Xian xian. Xian xian. Zuo xian xian.
对, 智慧 xian xian. 智慧, wisdom
xian xian, yeah. Mm. Okay, so it makes the noble truths clear. And then tato, then, yoga vachero. Yoga vachero means the meditator. Yoga here, of course we know yoga, but it's not, you know, the physical exercise yoga, but it means the effort of meditation. And avachara is one who is, has that as his activity, you could say. So one whose activity is meditation, in other words, the meditator. Then we have, we go down to the verb, pasati, he sees, then samapanyaya. Samapanyaya is what case? From the word itself, you can't tell. But from the context, you have to tell. You have to tell from the context. No.
Instrumental.
Instrumental is right. With right wisdom. So then the meditator sees with right wisdom. Samapanyaya is a combination of sama, which is right or correct, plus panya. Panya is, of course, wisdom. And then this is panyaya. You know, panyaya by itself, it could be instrumental, genitive, ablative, dative. But from the context, you see with wisdom. So the meditator sees with right wisdom. And then it's put like in quotation, the ending, anicchanti, dukkanti, anattati. You see, the T is like putting quotation marks around the word. So we would say, he sees impermanence, he sees suffering, he sees non-self. But this is like, I don't know how to put this. It's like, he's seeing, bop, like a, you know, the comic book bubble appears over the head. He's seeing bubble, impermanent. He's seeing then comic book bubble, suffering. He's seeing in the comic book bubble, non-self. You know, sort of like what, you know, showing what's going on in his mind. Okay, then comes the simile. So the king says, opamang karohi.
Opamang karohi.
That means simply make a simile. Opama is a simile. And then the monk says, yata maharaja.
Yata maharaja.
Puriso.
Puriso.
Andakare gehe.
Andakare gehe.
Padipang paveseya.
Padipang paveseya.
Pavito padipo.
Pavito padipo.
Andakarang vitameti.
Andakarang vitameti.
Obasang janeti.
Obasang janeti.
Alokang vidangseti.
Alokang vidangseti.
Rupani pakatani.
Rupani pakatani.
Karoti.
Karoti.
Evameva ko maharaja.
Evameva ko maharaja.
Panya upajamana.
Panya upajamana.
Avijandakarang vidameti. Vijobasang janeti.
Vijobasang janeti.
Jnana lokang vidangseti.
Jnana lokang vidangseti.
Arya sachani.
Arya sachani.
Pakatani karoti.
Pakatani karoti.
Tato.
Tato.
Yoga vachero.
Yoga vachero.
Anichantiva.
Anichantiva.
Dukantiva.
Dukantiva.
Anattativa.
Anattativa.
Samapanyaya pasati.
Samapanyaya pasati.
Evanko maharaja.
Evanko maharaja.
Obhasana lakana panya.
Obhasana lakana panya.
Kalosi Bhante Nagasena.
Kalosi Bhante Nagasena.
Okay, so this is the simile Nagasena makes. So yata, yata means just as or just like. Then puriso, a person. Andakare gehe. I guess this means a dark house. Usually, andakare is a noun, but here, a little strange. It seems to be used as an adjective with gehe, a dark house. And then padipang, this is a lamp. And paveseya, literally this is, or originally this is the causative. There's a verb, pavisati, which means to enter. And then the causative form of this is pavesati, which means to cause to enter. Or maybe we could render to bring in. So we would say to bring a lamp into a dark house. Then pavito dipo. Pavito is the past participle, actually, of pavisati. Okay. Okay, pavita is the past participle of pavisati. So pavita means entered. So pavito padipo means when the lamp has entered, then andhakarang vidameti, it destroys darkness. Obasang janeti, it produces light. Alokang vidangseti, it manifests light. Trying to get another word for obasa. Let's say radiance. Okay, so it. So when the lamp has entered, it destroys darkness. It produces radiance. It manifests light. Then rupani pakatani karoti. It makes forms clear. It makes forms clear and distinct. It makes forms visible. And so in the same way, Maharaja, in the same way, great king, wisdom arising destroys the darkness of ignorance. It produces the radiance of wisdom. It manifests the light of knowledge, and it makes the noble truths clear or evident.
Darkness of ignorance.
Yeah. Almost seemed that we got the light of. Okay. Then the meditator sees with correct wisdom impermanence or suffering or non-self. And then comes the conclusion, evang. So, thus, O great king, wisdom has the characteristic of illuminating or lighting up. Any questions now on this? Do you want to go on to the next, or is am I stretching the limits for today? What do you think? What?
Sorry, we forget the last sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Kalosi, this is just, kalo means clever, smart, and the si represents usi, you are. So you are clever, Bhante Nagasena. How are we doing? Is it getting too heavy, or?
Kalosi Bhante.
Shall we go on to the next?
I found the repetition really helpful from paragraph to paragraph.
Yeah.
In the same words and maybe in different forms.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel smarter or something.
Yeah, I think the next one also has a lot of repetition. So it, and I'm not expecting you to memorize all of these words, only half of them. Okay, so let's go on. Okay, so now the king is speaking. He says, Bhante Nagasena,
Bhante Nagase
Navi Me Pugala
Navi Me Pugala
Mantitang Goihang
Mantitang Goihang
Vivaranti
Vivaranti
Nadarenti
Nadarenti
Katame Nava
Katame Nava
Raga Charito
Raga Charito
Dosa Charito
Dosa Charito
Moha Charito
Moha Charito
Biruko
Biruko
Amisa Garuko
Amisa Garuko
Iti
Iti
Sondo
Sondo
Pandako
Pandako
Darako
Darako.
Okay, we're going to see some biases and some strange ideas in ancient Indian culture here. Okay, so the king is saying, Navi me, again, Nava is nine, he made these, so again, in English we would say these nine, Pugala, these nine persons. Then mantita, usually it means disgust, but here it's being used in the sense of something given in confidence, something given secretly. Well, goihang is like a secret which has been entrusted. Mantitang would be an entrusted secret. So mantati is usually to take counsel with somebody, to have like a private discussion with somebody. And then sometimes when you have a private discussion, then you'll tell them a secret. That's goihang, is a secret. And these persons, vivaranti means to open up. In other words, these people disclose or tell a secret. Like I tell a secret to maybe Mingjia Fasha, I say, Stephen looks very funny with that ear. But I like it. It looks like a composer, like a 19th century European composer. But then she's... So in that case, I've mantitang goihang to Mingjia, I say. Stephen looks very funny with the long beard. But then she tells Stephen, Bhante says you look funny with the long hair. So that is mantitang goihang vivarati, telling a secret. And na dareti, dareti means to keep it secret, in this case. Usually dareti means to carry, to retain. It's often used when hearing Dhamma, then one dareti, one keeps it in mind, so one doesn't forget it. But here, in relation to a secret, it means to keep it a secret, not to tell other people. Okay, so these are the people that shouldn't be trusted with a secret, because if you trust them, then they're going to tell others. So is this a popular idea in Sri Lankan culture? Okay, who are the nine? So they say Raga Charito. Here the word charita is used in a special sense. earlier we had ducharita, which means bad conduct, and then there's sucharita, which means good conduct. But the word charita is also used in the sense of a person's character. I'm trying to think of the Chinese word for a person's character.
Xingge.
Xingge. Xingge. Xingge. Xingge. Yeah. So this is, it's used in the sense of a character. So people have different characters. So the raga charita is the person with the lustful temperament, lustful character. Dosa charita is a person with a hating or an angry character, person with a lot of hatred. Moha charita means a person with a deluded character, person with a lot of delusion. Biruka means a fearful person, a timid person. Or maybe we would say a coward, a timid, frightened, cowardly person. Amisa garuka, guruku, okay. Amisa means material benefit. In Chinese, this would be something like, I think, li yan. Wait. When you make offering, it's what? Gong yan?
Gong
yan. Yeah.
Gong yan.
Gong yang, I'm sorry, yang, yang, yang. So it's li yang. Sometimes the sutras speak about the monk who's always intent on li yang, getting benefits, or maybe zi li, self-benefit, usually material benefits. And then garuka, the word garuka means one who gives. Literally, it means who puts, who gives importance to something. So somebody who's intent upon material gain. Is there an easy way to express that? Way to express that in Chinese? Intent on.
Greedy? Would it be greedy?
It's not it's a particular form of greed, like somebody who is sort of scheming and a little deceitful in order to dishonest, in order to get material gains.
Yeah.
So you could say that loud so that they could.
Li Yang.
Okay. The next one I have to get close to the door. Itti. Okay. Oh. A woman. Sondo is a drunkard. Yeah, because if you entrust the secret to a drunkard, they say, I'm your friend, I won't tell anybody. And you tell him, and then he goes, hey, you know, Johnny, I'm your friend. Okay, then Pandako is a eunuch. I don't know why they consider the eunuch to be unreliable, untrustworthy with secrets. Again, this could be, you know, the Indian custom or conventional belief. And Dharaka is a child. Okay, so these are the nine persons that can't be trusted with secrets. The nine persons who will reveal a secret that one has entrusted to them. And then the monk, the elder, Tero Aha, the elder says, Tesang ko doso. And here they're actually in Pali, two words, dosa, which represent different words in Sanskrit. You see, Sanskrit has more letters, and so two words that will be different in Sanskrit sometimes become the same in Pali. So one word in Sanskrit I'm looking for the S with a dot under it. If you see it before I do. We should be close. Okay. So this is the word that becomes, this is the word that means hatred. And this becomes dosa in Pali. And then in Sanskrit there's another word, dosha. Which means fault, defect, error. And so both words become, in Pali, become dosa, because Pali doesn't have this kind of S, and I guess the V-E becomes O in Pali. And so here, when he's saying tesang ko doso, from the context, he's not saying what is the hatred of in them, but rather what is the fault of them. In other words, he's asking what is the reason why these persons reveal a secret. So then he says, the king explains, okay, raga charito,
raga charito,
Bhante Nagasena.
Raghavasena,
Raghavasena, Mantitang Goihang Vivarati,
Mantitang Goihang Vivarati,
Nudareti,
Nudareti,
Duto,
Duto,
Dosavasena,
Dosavasena,
Mantitang Goihang Vivarati,
Mantitang Goihang Vivarati,
Nudareti,
Nudareti.
Mulho,
Mulho,
Mohavasena,
Mohavasena,
Mantitang Goihang Vivarati,
Mantitang Goihang Vivarati,
Nudareti,
Nudareti,
Biruko,
Biruko,
Bayavasena,
Bayavasena,
Mantitang Goihang Vivarati,
Mantitang Goihang Vivarati,
Nudareti,
Nudareti.
Okay, let me just pause here and then we'll do the translation, then continue. Okay, so he's saying first going to raga charita, so that's the person with a lustful temperament. This person, raga vasena, vasena means, as a suffix, means because of. By way of, and so the person with a lustful temperament character, because of lust, reveals a secret that has been entrusted to one and does not keep it, does not keep the secret, then dutto, dosavasena, so the person with hatred, because of hatred, reveals a secret that has been entrusted and does not keep it. Then mulho, the deluded person, because of delusion, reveals a secret that has been entrusted and does not keep it. Then biruko, that's the fearful person, the coward, bhayavasena, because of fear, reveals a secret that has been entrusted and does not keep it. Okay, now we go to the next one. Okay. Amisa garuko.
Amisa garuko.
Amisa hetu.
Amisa hetu.
Mantitang goihang vivarati.
Mantitang goihang vivarati.
Nudareti.
Nudareti.
Okay, the person who gives importance, who's intent on material gain, reveals a secret that has been entrusted. Amisa hetu. Here, hetu also means because of, and amisa means material gain. So for the sake of material gain, a person who is greedy for material gain reveals a secret. So in other words, say Stephen tells the secret to Carolyn, and I want to find out that secret. So I say to Carolyn, I'll give you some bottle, you call these cartons of coconut drink, and I know she likes coconut drink, and you tell me the secret, or I'll give you an A in Pali, and you tell me Stephen's secret.
Okay.
Maybe Stephen is writing a new composition, and I want to get to find out the composition so I could publish it in my name and get the credit. And he's been discussing it with Carolyn. So I I give you an A in Pali, and then you tell me that, give me the musical score. Okay, so next comes it. Well, maybe I don't have to bribe Carolyn if what comes next is true. Itti itaratāya. Mantitang.
Mantitang.
Goihang vivarati.
Goihang vivarati.
Nadareti.
Nadareti.
Okay, so this is the ancient Indian view of women, which we know is just a bias or a prejudice. So a woman, because of itara, means fickle. The mind is easy to change, sort of unreliable. So she says, I promise I'll keep your secret. And then just sort of arbitrarily she changes her mind and thinks, ah, what's the importance of keeping the secret? Let me tell others. And so a woman, because of her fickleness, reveals an entrusted secret and does not keep it. Then the next one, Sondiko.
Sondiko.
Sura lolataya.
Sura lolataya.
Mantitan goihang vivarati.
Mantitan goihang vivarati.
Nadareti.
Nadareti.
Let's see how they render sura lo. Or they give for lolita, being fond of or addicted to. So the sense here, the drunkard, because of his addiction to drink, to alcohol, reveals a secret and does not keep it. But maybe it could also be understood because of his maybe unreliable behavior under the influence of the alcohol, he'll reveal the secret. Lolita usually means something like playfulness, capriciousness. Anyway, it can be understood in different ways. Okay, we'll do the next one. Pandago. Une kangsi kataya.
Une kangsi kataya.
Mantitang goihang vivarati.
Mantitang goihang vivarati.
Nudareti.
Nudareti.
Okay, this is a little strange. Okay, Pantako is the eunuch. Then it gives une kangsi kataya, which means, let's see how they render that here. They render it as uncertainty or doubtfulness, but I don't think that's quite the intent. The word a kangsa means definite. So a kangsa is like one. Angsa means a portion. So this is like one portion. Literally, it's one portion, but it takes on the sense of being definite, certain. Then the opposite of that, une kangsa. Is indefinite, uncertain, maybe ambiguous, you could say. And so I think the sense here is that the eunuch, because he's been emasculated, so his status is uncertain as being either male or female. But I don't know why, for that reason, he would be not trustworthy with the secret.
And is it possible that he has to, or this person has to serve this whoever, or he has to be loyal to whoever he is?
I would think that would be the actual reason why the pandika, especially if he's like working in the inner palace, so he's obliged to. Because subservient to the king or the master.
And maybe because he's part woman now.
I don't know. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's not so clear.
In India, it was a choice to become a eunuch?
I think in the Buddha's time, maybe it wasn't such a free choice.
Okay.
Actually, even today, it's not so much a matter of choice. But they,
no, ancient time, it was a choice.
But there's a caste in India today. Somehow they, I think they catch children off the street and then, well, castrate them in order to make them members of their class or caste. And then they have special functions. They're considered to be especially blessed or holy in a way. And so they, whenever there's like a marriage, they invite, in the traditional India, they invite the troop of eunuchs in to sort of sing and bless the newly married couple. Or when a family has a newborn baby, they invite the eunuchs in to sing and confer blessings on the newborn baby. But I think it's not voluntary that they might be like street kids who are just captured, caught off the street. Or maybe the parents, if they have too many children, they'll give one for a price. I'd read an account of this some years ago. There's a book called The City of Joy about, it was about a Catholic priest who was working in the inner city in Calcutta, a really poor section of the city, and then there was a description of the process of how young boys are made eunuchs and then how the eunuchs function as sources of blessing. Okay, so we have the Pandika, and then the last one is Dharako. We're back in the same paragraph. You see at the very end, Dharako.
Dharako.
Chapalataya.
Chapalataya.
Mantitang goihang vivarati.
Mantitang goihang vivarati.
Nudareti.
Nudareti.
Okay, the word chapala, it's somewhat similar to itarata, which was used in the case of women. It also means something like fickle or being unreliable. It's based on chality, which means to move. So because they're constant, you know, the mind of a child is always changing. So a child, because of its fickleness, reveals a confidential secret and does not keep it. And then comes a verse to sum up the same point. Okay. Bhavatiha.
Bhavatiha.
And I think bhavatiha is a combination of bhavati plus aha.
It's plus this.
Iha, but iha, I don't know. Aha means it is said. No, but they're both. I see. Okay, it could be iha, actually. Iha. Iha is here, and it's the same as ida, here. So bhavati is the same as hoti. It is, literally, it is here. But the sense is, it is said here. Then comes the verse. Okay, I'll recite it and you repeat after me. Rato duto chamul hocha.
Rato duto chamul hocha.
Biru amisa chakuko.
Biru amisa chakuko.
Iti sondo pandakocha.
Iti sondo pandakocha.
Navamo bhavati dharako.
Navamo bhavati dharako.
Navete pugala loke.
Navete pugala loke.
Itara chalita chala.
Itara chalita chala.
Etehi mantitang goihang.
Etehi mantitang goihang.
Kipang bhavati pakatang.
Kipang bhavati pakatang.
Okay, so this just sums up the nine persons. So Rutto, this is again that past participle from Rajati, meaning the lustful one. Dutto is the hating one. Mulho, the deluded one. Biru is the fearful one. Then Amisa Chakuko. Here we have Chakuko is based on the word Chaku, which means eye. So one who has eyes for material gain. One who is always looking out for some kind of personal benefit. Then Iti, a woman, Sondo, a drunkard, Pandako, a eunuch. Then Navamo means the ninth, Bhavati is Dharako, a child. So the ninth is the child. So we have first verse 3. Second verse 2, that's 5. Third verse 3, that's 8. And then the ninth is a child, so 9. So nav ete pugala loke. So these 9, nava plus eti, these 9 pugala persons, loke in the world, itara, they're fickle or changeable, chalita and chala. Basically, it's just two forms of the same word. Changeable, fickle, changeable. Have to use the synonym thing. Capricious, inconsistent, that's a different nuance. Capricious, whimsical, okay, that's a good one. Okay, so they're changeable, fickle, whimsical. You who are learning English, good to copy these words. Yeah, I have it on the board. You could get the right spelling. Then capricious, quirky, okay, so these 9 persons who are changeable, fickle, whimsical, then we have ete mantitang goihang, a secret discussed with them. Etehi is instrumental plural in the sense of with them. So a secret confided to them or a secret discussed with them. Kipang bhavati pakatang. Kipang means quickly. Bhavati is pakatang. Pakatang could mean clear, evident, or known. So a secret discussed with them quickly becomes known. maybe I'll leave these verses for the next time. This is getting a little bit... So next time we'll start lesson 8. Let's see how much grammar we have. It's not an overwhelming amount of grammar next time. Okay, so any questions on... Yeah, okay, Suki.
So, endings, like when you translate it, like because of Amisa, because of Itarata, those endings, how do you explain grammatically? Like Amisa had to, is that nominative, and Ataraya, is it like a instrumental? How do you explain those, the endings?
What was the second one you said?
There's the two endings. The first one is Amisa had to.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them all end with Taya.
Okay, okay, that's a good point. I think hetu is sometimes used almost like an indeclinable to mean because of. Even though because of it would be, the idea would be instrumental or ablative, but when hetu is used as a suffix, it seems to be indeclinable. We have the dictionary here. I just want to see if that's stated. Yeah, it gives one explanation. It says, elliptically as adverb on account of, for the sake of, with the genitive. Yeah, it seems to be used on its, not declined, but simply used on its own to indicate the idea of causation. Because of, then this is quite important, especially for the Pali style that one finds in the commentaries, and that is, okay, take itarataya, just as an example. Okay, we have an adjective, itara, which means fickle. Okay, now, to this adjective, we attach this ending, ta. Now the ta is a feminine singular suffix, which gives something like the sense in English of the suffix nis. It's somewhat similar to Englishness, so turning an adjective into an abstract noun. So itara means fickle. So itarata would be fickleness, changeableness. And then itarataya is being used as an instrumental based on the abstract noun ending in ta. Similarly, let's take another one. Okay, the same thing with chapulataya, for the child. So we have an adjective, chapula, which also means fickle, changeable. So chapulata fickleness and then the instrumental would be chapulataya because of fickleness. And the same goes with Sura Lolataya in the case of the drunkard, and Anekangsikataya in the case of the eunuch. In each case, the ending, abstract ending ta, is being added to an adjective to create an abstract noun. And then the abstract noun is being used in the instrumental to indicate because of this quality. Can you follow?
Yes.
How about Kim? You understand? Kim?
Yes, Bante.
You're understanding?
Kind of.
Okay, can you see this? Okay, this is from Visuddhimagga. So saying that, speaking about rupa, material, about the material body, so nahi tassa why should I use the feminine? Okay, kaditu kamata. Okay, there is not for it a desire to drink, to eat, nor desire to drink, nor biaharitu kamata, nor a desire, this is to speak, na iriyapatang kapetu kamata, nor a desire to adopt a particular posture. Ataka but rather namang nisaya rupang pavattati, rather depending upon nama, this is mind, rupang, matter occurs, then rupang nisaya namang pavattati, depending upon rupa, the form, mind occurs. And so here, namasa kaditu kamataya, because of the desire to eat of mind, because of mind's desire to eat, desire to drink, desire to speak, desire to adopt a posture, then form eats, drinks, speaks, and adopts a posture. Okay, so here we have that taya ending in the sense of causation. Anyway, we'll come across more instances of this as we go along. For now, don't worry too much about it, but I'll point them out as we go along. Okay, any other questions? Okay, then let us end for the day. Yeah.
Yeah, pandako unit. How do you spell unit? U-N-U-N-I?
I think it's in the glossary. E-U.
Oh.
E-U-N-I. E-U-N.
U-C-H.
You find it in glossary 107.
Okay, thank you, Bante.
She might not have recognized it because eunuch looking under the U.
Yeah.
Instead of looking at
yeah.
The front.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.